Well, let's not forget Jed. I mean, Jed comes off the bench and, you know, sits there for eight innings and puts together an at-bat like that off a closer. That set it up, but certainly the Pinder at-bat had the dramatics. And when he's going good, he's staying in the big part of the park, and he can hit the ball out to right center just as easily as he can hit it out to left. So had a good plan when he went up there, got a good ball to hit, and put a good swing on it.
You had an interesting decision there with Jed available and two right-handed hitters coming up.
Correct.
Decide to use him earlier.
Yeah, with two outs, I gotta go there. And it's not easy to hit for Luke. That might be the first time Luke's ever been hit for in his career. He might even have mentioned that to me a little bit later. But, I mean, the way Jed's swinging this year, you know, you're trying to find a leverage at bat. With two outs, I couldn't let that one go.
What does that say about Pinder? I mean, the guy is just constantly always ready. He's taking ground balls at third and second the other today and then hits the homer. What does that say about him?
Well, the reason you get him in there is for his bat. I mean, he's versatile in where he can play for us. And it's easy to give somebody a day off because you have a guy like that, you know, offensively. You got a guy that can do exactly what he did today. So he works hard and got rewarded today.
Seems a lot, Bob, in recent games for you guys. It's another guy up and another guy steals your soul offensively.
Yeah, we like our lineup 1 through 9. And even the guys that we can bring off the bench and, you know, rest. You got a guy like Mark Canna who's real productive for us this year. And, you know, so we like our lineup 1 through 9. When you got a guy like Luke hitting down in the lineup or Fowler down in the lineup, means you're pretty deep. So, you know, there isn't an inning we go into that we don't think we have a chance to score.
One thing your team has done really well this year is to score late.
Yeah.
Is there a particular knack that they have? I mean, why is it?
They don't want to lose. You know, our best at-bats come late in games. And we've done really well in the one-run games and so forth this year because these guys put together really good at-bats late in the game. And, you know, against closers, doesn't matter. I mean, they're ready to go. They want to win.
What do you think of Manaea's outing for football
today? I thought he had squeezed a little bit on one side early, but, you know, he battled through it. And, you know, he leaves 4 runs for him. Looks like a bad outing, but we end up winning the game. So, you know, whenever you can keep it within a grand slam away, you give yourself your team a chance. He did exactly that.
How about Pagan coming back first?
Yeah, it was good to see him. 2 innings like that, was throwing a little harder, it looked like, had a sharper breaking ball, was getting ahead in the count, looked good.
You say your guys don't want to lose. I mean, that kind of sounds like something obvious, but is there, it speaks to a kind of spirit or a feeling that's a little unique with this group?
You know what, they take pride in winning. We got a lot of guys that have come up through our system that have won. We have guys like, you know, veteran guys who in this point time in their career want to win. I mean, every team can say, you know, they don't want to lose, but when you look at our at-bats throughout the course of games, our best at-bats come late.
Thank you.